Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Bradbury is here. I know you're glad you're excited about that. John's a great member of our Brain Trust. He is an entrepreneur himself, just like you. He's an investor. He is a consultant to small business owners just like yours. He is out there with his thumb on the pulse and his ear to the ground on what's happening out there on Main Street. He's the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. But more importantly, he's our good friend, John Bradbury. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. I love when you join us, John, because you always bring us real live stories of what you're seeing out there, the people you're talking to, and the things that they're running into, real human stories about what people are experiencing in the marketplace out there right now. And one of them is I think, is a classic situation. And this is where I'm going to say people start losing their mojo. What do you think? Well, how would you describe it?
That's right. I had told you earlier that I've been noticing many clients lately, or many more than seem to be in the past, have been having these crises of confidence. And it's not so much confidence in the business as confidence in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So business is always going to be difficult, or always going to have aspects of it that are challenging. And, you know, we've talked about how when someone comes right out of the gate with their idea and starts
right.
their business, they're passionate, they're optimistic, typically. They usually don't want advice.
Right.
But then 1-2 years later, sometimes adversity has set in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm finding that, or at least sometimes it's about what I'm noticing, because as you say, this is a perennial universal issue.
Right.
But I think I've been noticing more founders and owners personalizing setbacks and having kind of getting into that spiral of loss of confidence and, in a sense, getting disoriented.
It's okay to personalize it. Personalizing it is not a bad thing, because it causes you to be introspective, and to observe areas that you're not about yourself that you need to fix.
Right.
But you can't let it become caustic. You can't get it to the point where it takes you down. And so there's a really tough balance there, a difficult to achieve balance between those two things. There are a couple of reasons why I think, John, people are experiencing this, especially in the early stage growth mode that some of these people you're talking about are in.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, we're in a real live tough economy right now.
Right.
I mean, we're in the fifth year of a recovery that's not too great. I mean, that's real. I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm just saying, you know, you have to put that into place. Another thing that happens, John, and I know you've seen this yourself, sometimes part of that attitude they have about themselves is they're starting to realize, you know what, I'm a pretty good entrepreneur, but I'm not a very good manager.
Right. It's a lack of alignment.
And part of what they're saying when they're saying that, getting down on themselves, they're starting to say, wait a minute, I thought this was supposed to be fun every day. Right?
Yeah, so a lot of the work we do and I do is about helping founders achieve a better fit between what they do and what they do well,
mm-hmm.
and what the business actually needs. And so I think you put your finger on something. And so the first step that I encourage founders to take is to orient yourself. Assess where you are in your business. Get clear about what's working and what's not. Come up for air. Get out of the day-to-day. Maybe mm-hmm. get help from someone who's mm-hmm. a sounding board. And
find somebody who's 2, 3, 4, 5 years ahead of you.
Right.
If you've been in business 3 years, find somebody who's been in business 8 years.
And I said don't personalize it. What I really meant was don't internalize it.
Right.
In the sense of get some others to help hold the mirror up,
mm-hmm.
to help you understand where the fit is right and where it's not.
And I like that you called it mirrors. My friend Noah St. John calls those people loving mirrors. These are people who will tell you the truth, but you know that their truth-telling is in your best interests.
Right, right. And we all have blind spots, and so typically these crises erupt initially because of money issues. You know, let's face it, sales are down, cash is running out, and...
Blasingame's second law of small business. It's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. We're all undercapitalized and always will be.
Right.
If you're a small business, that's just the way it is. And so you mentioned a minute ago about, you know, what do I need? What does the company need? And you need to promote yourself into jobs nobody else can do and fire yourself from jobs nobody else can do. But you can't do that if you can't afford to hire somebody to take the job.
Right.
That's the reason why, John, I've said for a long time that being the CEO of a small business is the toughest job in the world.
It is. And it's even tougher when you're caught up in the day-to-day weeds, mm-hmm. if you will, and don't have time to come up for air and get clear about what's working and what's not and get some perspective from some
right.
others. So that's the first step. And then once you understand how much of the problem, to what extent are you the problem, and to what extent is it a market issue or some other aspect of
mm-hmm.
your business, admit it. You know, get over it, stop feeling sorry for yourself, and put your game plan in place.
Mm-hmm.
And I often help founders focus on finding small wins, you know, to break that cycle of loss of confidence.
That's the key, is you got to break your successes and your failures into little bitty steps so you're never very far away from either one of them.
I was with an owner yesterday who was worried because he had not installed his Salesforce.com, you know, customer contact management system,
right,
to put all of his contacts and business cards into a database.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, well, who are your top five prospects? And he couldn't tell me. And I said, what you need is a top five list.
That's right. The mechanics aren't going to help you if you don't know the basics on your own.
It's a post-it note. Top five,
yeah.
Go get them.
People were selling like crazy long before Salesforce ever came into place. And
right.
you're listening to two of them, folks. ReadyFounder.com, right, John?
Yes, sir.
We're going to come right back with John Bradbury after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Turn around and see you in a crowded place. What's good the emotions on a
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.